Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. Limits just informed me of a story I was not aware of. So at some point here, we're going to take a sharp detour. Jeff Passan, who I think is the best baseball writer, baseball analyst, reporter, I think in the country. Would you agree with that, Limits?
Yeah, I would. He is definitely the premier insider in baseball now.
Insider is the word I was looking for, and I appreciate you doing that. I really was looking for that word. I think he's the best.
He is.
This is unbelievable.
He brought the hammer down in the story today. Oh,
what do you mean
word.
The hammer down? He brought the hammer up off the Pirates.
What I meant by the hammer down was the hammer of my jaw dropping to the ground saying this is actually something that could happen.
Well, I'll tell you what he's talking about. Let's say after the top of the hour, after we get to Nick Faribault talking Steelers about who the Pirates might be in on in free agency. Listen. Passan's been the first guy to rip ownership and rip the Pirates here. So he doesn't write this if he doesn't believe it to be true. And you're not going to believe it to be true. But I'm going to tell you about that in the 11 o'clock hour. I mean, that is... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're even in on the two Japanese guys coming in?
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Don't give it away, Joe. That's the radio tease.
I know. All right, we're going to get to that. In the meantime, George Pickens, man, was that a punch in the gut. Really? I mean, it really has to be a punch in the gut, or it's like that meme or GIF. I don't know the difference between the two all these years later, of the karate guy taking repeated kicks to the groin. Have you seen that one, Limits?
Oh!
Yeah, that. Just keep doing that over and over.
That's actually the sound of what the mummy was supposed to sound like if he was brought back to life.
Give me that one for each of George's 9 catches last night with the Cowboys. Go ahead.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
A little delay.
Oh!
Right.
Oh!
And then we have to watch this offense. This offense, and in terms of explosive plays, I already mentioned it, they only have 24 pass plays of 20 or more yards. And I'm going to say that 20 of them, at least, were catching runs, right?
Oh, easily.
I mean, the Metcalf touchdown in Dublin, the Jaylen Warren 65-yarder. Was that even a touchdown? I don't remember.
No. Kenny G.
Earlier
in the
season. A
couple of runs he's had.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's nothing happening in terms of explosive plays through the air. And the wide receiver situation is unchanged. They don't threaten anybody. They don't threaten anybody, and they don't have Josh Allen running around back there. Like, their receivers are actually probably better than the Bills because DK Metcalf is better than anybody on the Bills. But they don't have a quarterback like that who just makes stuff up and makes magic happen, and even the Bills have struggled at times offensively this season because of their lack of big play receivers or even small play receivers. Well, the Steelers have a pretty good one in Metcalf, and they could have paired him with a guy who right now has a solid case for first-team All-Pro, and that's George Pickens. The long and short of it is I don't think it would have worked here, but given what has transpired since, both with Pickens and the receiving situation here, Bob Pompiani was right. They should have just tried it. Might as well, right? You'd still have Roman Wilson here. He's now out-snapping Calvin Austin. So if Pickens totally imploded, you could have just dealt him at the trade deadline. You might as well have tried it because that dude has taken off. And the Steelers decidedly have not offensively. Let's hit the phone lines limits, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to our guy Paul in Washington. Paul didn't make it to our event last night, Joe. I was surprised
by
that.
Yeah, where were you, Paul?
I'm sorry, Joe, but you'll see me in person, up close and in person, in the very near future.
Is that a threat or a promise? And I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What's wrong with your phone?
Can you hear me now, Joe?
A little bit better. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, City Limits, I'll be there to guys in an upcoming event.
Limits, you're going to have to fix Paul in Washington's phone. I'm sorry. We have to go, Paul. We're going to call you right back, or you call us back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Limits, is that his problem or ours?
That's his problem. It's not ours.
He's always a good one, too.
He is.
Next.
All right, here is Monty. He is in Monroeville.
Monty. I love that name. I think of Monty Hall. I think of Monty Tau, a little 5'5" guard on the David Thompson, Tom Burleson, NC State teams from many decades ago.
I wasn't alive.
Who's the most famous Monty in sports history, Limits? Wrong.
The Monty Python?
Monty Irvin, I think. Was he the guy that didn't Monty Irvin allow one of the most famous home runs in history? Is there another Monty?
Does Monte Ball count? Spelled the same.
Maybe. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Joe. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. What's up?
I've been waiting to call back. I called you guys last year about
You were right.
Tickets.
You were right. I already know what you're going to say. You were right.
Okay, but I want to rub it in. But what I do want to... But I will. First team, this guy is one of the greatest talents I've seen at receiver. I've been telling you guys, do not worry about off-field problems. Worry about the talent. He's not getting in trouble off the field, drinking and driving, beating women up. He's a dog on the field. He wants to win. He wants to win. He's better than DK. He's been doing it with no quarterback.
Well, hold on 1 second. He wasn't a dog on the field here. In fact, he quit. He quit at times. He committed the cardinal sin and didn't show effort at key times in games. So I understand he could be at times here, and he's looking like that all the time in Dallas, although he did just get benched for the beginning of a game. But that part I disagree with, but go ahead.
Okay, well, if he wasn't a dog here, how did he average almost 1,000 yards each season with Matt Canada, Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, no number two? You see, with DK, he's not even going to have 1,000 yards this season. He's not even going to get close to it. You're paying DK all that money. You had one of the best receivers in the game on his rookie deal. You're not paying Aaron Rodgers any money. You could have saved some of that money, got a solid number two, and that would have helped us out big time.
For sure.
Big time. Even the rush game would have benefited from that move.
Well, you bring up an important point. How much of George Pickens' problems here were George Pickens, and how much was the Steelers' environment? And how much was the Steelers, you mentioned, personnel and design on offense? You know what I mean?
I think it was the majority of the problem, because you have a young kid that wants to win so bad and wants to contribute so bad, and he's seeing that talent-wise, we're just not there. And, I mean, I can't blame him. I look at him like it's one of my kids playing. I would have tried to talk to him as much as possible, but when you got that much passion, I mean,
Well, you can certainly blame him for quitting on routes and not blocking for people, right? We agree on that.
You know what? I was going to bring that up. You made such a big deal about that.
Yeah.
And I told you, just like I told my brother, George Pickens has highlight reels of blocking cornerbacks.
When he felt like it here, for sure. Yeah. And don't take my word on that, looking back. Don't take my word on that. You can go with the Max Starks comments on Pickens about how we have one guy around here who really he's not going to block on certain plays. That's exactly what he said.
I mean, we weren't really banning the block. We got blocking receivers now, and how's that helping us right now?
Well, he also quit on routes. You're not going to sway me on the Pickens was a dog on the field here in terms of the good kind of where it's a compliment to say that dude was going all out all the time. He wasn't.
What? He has some of the most amazing catches we've ever seen.
That's
Lays
true.
Lays his body on the line. Do you know when you lay your body out like that, concussions happen most of the time when you hit your head off the field like that.
Yeah.
We had a guy named Deontay Johnson that had alligator arms, run backwards, and you guys are comparing him character-wise to him. But talent-wise, it's not even in the same ball.
Nobody would argue with you there. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to give and take. You can't have it all. And I think if then you figure, before we got Metcalf, once we got Metcalf, I said, you know what, you got to let him go. You can't give that guy his money and then expect him to be okay with that. I mean, I agree, it wouldn't have worked that way. But if you would have kept him, don't worry about picking up Metcalf, spend some money on a solid number two, and now we got Aaron Rodgers back there. Now, he's not doing the greatest, but he's a hell of a lot better than Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. All good points and a good call. Very solid call and a very astute observer. I don't know how it would have worked with if that scenario had played out where you never get Metcalf, you keep Pickens and get a number two behind him. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who needs precision from his receivers. Would that have worked? I don't know. It's a great question. And we'll never know the answer, just like we'll never know the answer of would it have worked with Metcalf and Pickens together. All I know is they're deficient at that position. All I know is that this offense has no explosion and therefore really in the end no hope to get where they want to go unless something changes dramatically. Some people will tell you, I have a feeling Hokie's going to come in Thursday and tell us that Mason Rudolph might be able to bring out more explosion in this offense.
You know, it was Hokie, but also Steelers apologist Mark Cabali that was number one on the Mason Rudolph hype train. He reminded me of that last night.
How about Cabali last night? He was an absolute star at the Marconi celebration.
I was walking to the elevator, and there comes Cabali peering around the corner as I'm on the phone with my aunt, and Cabali's like, say hello. And I'm like, I don't think that she knows who you are, Mark. And I said, do you know who Mark Cabali is? And she said, no.
Well, she does now. I can tell you that. He was in rare form last night.
Yes.
I think he won us the Marconi in the end. Limits, do you?
No, I don't. I think it was Pat Bostic.
Maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.